I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This week, this program is looking at multiple forces, especially economic forces, shaping migration. Under the Biden administration, there's been a rapid expansion of the electronic monitoring of families and individuals waiting for their immigration cases to be resolved. This means money for private companies doing the tracking, Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports.
Electronic monitoring has been a boon to GEO Group, the second largest private prison company in the country, says IBIS World analyst Alex Petridis.
Just a year ago, it was 12% of company revenue, and now it's over 20%.
GEO Group has a $2.2 billion contract with ICE to handle the agency's electronic monitoring of hundreds of thousands of people. Danny is one of them. He asked us not to use his last name for fear ICE would retaliate.
Yo usé ese grillete aproximadamente 3 años.
He wore a monitor on his left ankle for 3 years and spent another 2 being tracked by a smartphone app. He left Honduras after gangs targeted his businesses. While waiting for his asylum case, he felt like somehow he was the criminal. Parents wouldn't let their kids play with his daughter.
Mi hija recibió mucho bullying.
His ankle monitor battery would last fewer and fewer hours. He remembers one night at 3 a.m. waking up to a frantic call from GEO Group after his battery died.
¿Dónde está? ¿Dónde está? ¿Dónde está?
Calls like this grew more frequent. Then his lawyer helped him get a seemingly less intrusive option, a monitoring app called BI SmartLink. It was just as stressful. He didn't trust that the app on his phone wasn't spying on him, and he got frustrated with the app failing over and over. So how exactly does it work? On a Zoom call, Houston ICE officer Edward Caney pulled up the electronic monitoring dashboard with a map showing where someone was at different times of the day.
This individual here woke up this morning and went straight to work. And he's currently still at work.
The BI SmartLink app also reminds people about important events like court dates. Former INS Commissioner Doris Meissner, now with the Migration Policy Institute.
It's providing migrants themselves with accurate information, a process that can be very confusing.
Electronic monitoring can improve the likelihood someone shows up to their court dates. But advocates aren't convinced. They say having a lawyer or case manager is just as effective, and that doesn't involve a deportation agency. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.